Good morning. We continue here on the Hilchos Shabbos. We've been learning Klal Lamed, which deals with the Melacha of Tzad, and we did Siman Zayin, which talks about at the end the act of trapping by setting up a trap. Is that considered one's action and is it considered a Melacha Deraisa, or is that considered a Grama and it's only a Nisad Rabbanan? We quoted this, the opinion of Tosis that it is considered if the animal will enter into the trap immediately after it is set, that's going to be Malacha D'Raisa. That's how the Magen Avraham understands the Tosis. There are those others who understand Tosis even more boldly, that Tosis is saying that a person sets up a trap and it traps it even later on. It's not considered a Grama. It's considered a Maisa. How would we understand that concept? Let's reference back to what we discussed, the rules of Grama versus Maisa on Shabbos back in the Shurim in the early 300s. So there is a concept known as Melechas Machshavos. The Mor Baba Kama talks about the Melech of Zora, a person takes a pitchfork, throws this combination of kernels of grain and chaff into the wind, and the wind blows the chaff away and thereby does a act which is equivalent to burr, to cleansing out the or merake, selecting or sifting using wind. So the Mora says that by such a case, by Nezikin would be considered a Grama, but by Shabbos it's going to be a Chayiv. And where it says, why is that? Because Melechas Machshavos Asur Torah. So the understanding of that is that even though Melechas Machshavos many times is used to be a Petur, that it's not Chashav enough to be Chayiv, or it's not good Machshav to be Chayiv. In this situation, since this is the standard Surah of the Melacha, this is the way it's done, so this becomes gives it its Chashivas. Similarly, the Melacha Bishul, person puts something into the oven, and the fire cooks it. He does not cook it. The fire cooks it, but he's considered Chayiv when he does so, because he is. But he's Chayiv when he does so because he is using the Karech which exists to do Melacha, it's a Grama, because Melech is Mashav is HaSotara. So the Melacha of Tzad, also the primary way a person does Tzad, or a primary way a person does Tzad, is by using the Karechus which exists. This would be an explanation behind the sheet of the Rambam. The person does Tzad together with using an animal, using a Caliph, that maybe is going to be Chayiv under those circumstances. So this would be an approach in that Tosis, that we extend the Melacha B'Sad to even the Seder, which is not done directly by the person, but is done by using a machine. We tie this into the sugya of Eish Mishim Chitzav, where a person takes advantage of the Kayach of Eish to do a Hezek. It's considered his mice, even though it's not him doing it, it's the Kayach of Eish. We mentioned the opinion over here of the Eben Oizer in regards to using leeches. So all of that plays a role in understanding the Melacha of Tzad, which is found over here. We would like to move on to the next Melacha, the next Siman here, which deals with the Melacha of Tzad in regards to insects, which are bothersome. Is there any hazard to do Tzad to avoid the discomfort of the insects biting, etc.? Mosquitoes, we will talk about bees, talk about flies, that they irritate the person. We already discussed or mentioned this idea that doing Tzad to prevent an animal from biting is permitted under certain circumstances, even if it's not life-threatening, because of the it's a melacha in a tzricha legufa. He's doing it not to capture the animal, but to keep the animal away from himself. And Mamakim Tsar is going to be mutter. So does that concept apply over here in regards to insects as well? Or is it, do we differentiate because the need is less? This is not called tsar. In the eyes of halacha, this is considered something less than tsar, just a discomfort. And that's not going to have the heter of tsar. So this is an important discussion in regards to what does the phrase tsar mean in Chazal's eyes when they said there's a heter of makam tsar. Have a good day.